au.
2CH.
Home cooking. Home cooking.
Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
Time is 17 to 10. Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
I hear you were seen at Lucio's last night.
Yes, I went to this fantastic 30th birthday celebration at Lucio's, which is in Paddington. Lucio Galletto is an outstanding success story. He came to Sydney from Italy, a coastal town in Tuscany, in the 1970s, and he set up this restaurant, and he's just, you know, he's done so well. He's the epitome of Italian warmth and generosity, and last night it was his 30th birthday celebration. I must say it was a very wild, wet and windy night.
Oh, yes.
But all the lights were out and the trees outside the restaurant, and the place was just packed, and packed with really interesting people too, because all over the walls of Lucio's restaurant he has fantastic paintings by really well-known Australian artists like John Olson. And he's got plates there from Italy. There's just so much warmth and atmosphere at the restaurant. And the food is terrific. And I just think, well, congratulations to him. And during this period, he's put out about three or four cookbooks, all of which are just fantastic. So congratulations. A really wonderful success story.
Now, this is the asparagus season, isn't it? Early spring?
Yes, spring. Well, you'd hardly think so today, would you? You know, after the dreadful weather last night and yesterday. But yes, spring in Australia. And most of our asparagus comes from Kooyarrup, which I think you know where it is, don't you?
Kooyarrup, we call it.
Kooyarrup, yes. Yeah. 93% of Australia's asparagus is actually grown there. Did you know that?
No, Kooyarrup in Victoria.
Yeah, and look, I remember as a child, I hated asparagus because I was only ever given it from a tin. I have since discovered it fresh, and I just adore it. And the really fine, the really thin spring asparagus sticks, you can actually eat raw, and you can use them to stir your coffee because they're so sweet. I don't know that many people actually realise that. I love to char-grill asparagus. I think it's absolutely delicious like that. So you can actually just throw it on the barbie. You could throw on a piece of salmon with it as well. And that actually relates to my recipe for today. A really lovely recipe from Luke Mangan. Now, he's another very successful chef, Sydney chef. The recipe is for a sugar and salt cured salmon dish with asparagus and orange salad with goat's curd. Luke's just brought out a new book too, and it's called Salt Grill. I don't know if you remember that Luke set up his first salt restaurant in Darlinghurst in 1999.
Yes.
And he's another outstanding success, actually. He has since gone on to set up Salt Grill restaurants all throughout the world. And many of the dishes in this book come from those restaurants. They're signature dishes from those restaurants and include some of his personal favourites. So it's a terrific book.
Okay.
And that recipe is on my webpage today.
Your webpage is?
SheridanRogers.com.au.
Now, I believe it's, is it the Chinese Moon Festival this week?
It falls on Thursday when the full moon falls. So if you're in Chinatown or out at Cabramatta and you see people rushing around with big boxes of mooncakes, you'll know why. They celebrate this each year. It's their mid-autumn festival. Of course, it's harvest time in the Northern Hemisphere, not down here. And in Chinese culture, they believe that a round shape signifies completeness and unity. So it's often a time in which people celebrate marriages as well. And they all try to outdo each other with the designs of the mooncake. It's a pastry. It's a round shape, enclosed pastry. And it usually has either a salted egg or a red bean paste in the middle. Now, I've got to tell you, I really don't like them. I don't. They're not to my taste, but I do like the designs that they come up with. So, yes, on Thursday, if you're in Chinatown or Cabramatta, as I said, you'll probably see lots of people walking around with these mooncakes.
And the following day, Friday, is the beginning of the school holidays, so you're going to have a busy week next week.
I've got my school holiday mini chef kids cooking program starting next Monday and going all through the school holidays, and all those details are on my webpage as well.
And the webpage is?
SheridanRogers.com.au.
Speak to you during a busy week next week.
Okay, bye.